I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. Regional monsters. I love it.
Yeah.
How there's monsters that people believe in here and there across the country. Like the Fauk monster in Texarkana that in 71 reached through a screen door to attack Elizabeth Ford. Her husband chased the monster away, but later it came back for him. It was immortalized in the movie The Legend of Boggy Creek.
A lot of people believe the creature prowls back in here most of the time, but every now and then, drawn to civilization like a moth to flame, it creeps out about dusk.
What about the space brains of Palos Verdes, California, that were found glowing in the middle of the road with eyes in them glowing blue? They hypnotized the two people that saw them, and those people said the brains were waiting for them when they got home. That they were transported up to a UFO and interrogated by aliens who said the brains were organic translation devices. Geez, they've seen them as recently as 2011.
Aww.
Colorado's got its Slide Rock Bolter, a tourist-eating land whale. Connecticut, watch out for the giant melon-headed cannibals that many say stalk the back roads of Southwest Connecticut. Illinois's got the Tuttle Bottoms Monster, a hairy anteater-looking man-sized thing. Scientist in Maryland did some research at the Beltsville Agricultural Research Center. Hideous experiments that mutated him into a goat man. Now in New Jersey, we've got the Musconetcong River Manish Man and the Jersey Devil, one of the country's oldest monsters, the 13th child of Mother Leeds in the Pine Barrens back in 1735. The child was normal at birth, but soon enough it had bat wings, hoofed feet, a horse's head, and a forked tail. Regional monsters. Do you have one in your area?
Oh.
I'd love to hear about it. Wake and Bake loves regional monsters.
What's your message of peace and love to everybody out there?
This world's falling apart, man. There's so much time left. I don't mean to sound like the world is... You notice what's going on in the world? You know, the Nostradamus?
You really think it's coming to an end?
No, but look at the news. You can see earthquakes. It's like, it's the end times. If you can't see, you're blind. See, most people think nothing's going to happen. It might just be another day, but all the signs are there, right? You got economic collapse. You got the civil unrest, man. You got the... What's going on with North Korea and Russia just the other day, right? The trips, it's like the end time scenario, man. The world's falling apart, man. Most people think nothing's going to happen. You see, that's what the dinosaur said. Nothing's going to happen.
What's your name?
Clay Pigeon.
Clay Pigeon?
Yeah.
So anyway, the world has ended five or six times before. You know,
I
see.
What's your name?
Nancy.
I live on the street. You have a homeless mom?
Hey, You're living on the streets. I invented homelessness. You see what I'm talking about? So anyway, the world has ended five or six times before. You know, the Ice Age, the dinosaurs, and a few other things that happened. I think we're in the sixth or seventh cycle with that world's going to come to an end. It's like, it's written in the Bible, man. Don't you, can you see the signs? They're all there, man. My life's almost over anyway, so what the f*** do I care, man?
Driving downtown on 5th near the park, you pass over what seems like an uneven section of pavement at the intersection of 56th and then again at 54th. The light thudding noise that your car makes when passing over these patches of pavement could easily be overlooked in your morning commute. But in doing so, you may miss their cause, as it is not potholes or uneven roads that your car rumbles over, but in fact a series of mysterious terrazzo tiles constructed out of linoleum, embedded on nearly every intersection between 56th and 31st across multiple blocks of the city. The messages, which began appearing in the late 1980s across a wide range of East Coast cities, read as follows. Toynbee Idea. Movie 2001. Resurrect Dead. Planet Jupiter. For WFMU, this is Gabriel Cohn.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What the hell was that? Spaceball One. They've gone to Plaid.
Thanks, Clay. The Free Music Archive pick of the week is called Candy by the Levitts. It's a candy. This track is sure to scratch that itch for a song that's a little psychedelic, has a relaxed bossa nova beat, is sung by a family band, was released in the late 60s, and is still somehow appropriate for children. Sugar. Be sure to brush your teeth after you listen, though. There's a high sugar content in this one. Sugar.
Sugar, you are my candy girl.
The song is available for free streaming or download at freemusicarchive.org.
Cool.
For more music from the Free Music Archive, visit our website or join me every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on the Give the Drummer radio stream for the FMA listening party each week. Without further ado, here is Candy by the Levitts from the album We Are the Levitts. Enjoy!
Ooh, peppermint skies,
In history. Tuck-a-da-tuck-a-da-tuck. May 1st, May Day, International Workers' Day, Maypole Day, May Day. Many interpretations of May Day. Back in 1786 in Vienna, Mozart's opera The Marriage of Figaro is performed for the first time.
Figaro, 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 Figaro.
1930, the dwarf planet Pluto is officially named Pluto. In 1931, the Empire State Building is dedicated in New York City. 1956, good news, the polio vaccine developed by Jonas Salk made available to the public. Oh, boy, that must have been a relief. 1978, Japan's Naomi Umura, traveling by dog sled, becomes the first person to reach the North Pole alone. Can you even imagine? I'm always surprised. 1978, not that long ago, right? The North Pole.
Do you want to rock at the North Pole?
Ah, yeah.
Yes, we want to rock at the North Pole.
Do you want to rock at the
Sing
North
it.
Pole?
Yes, we want to rock at the North Pole.
Do you want to rock?
Yeah.
Do you want to rock?
Yeah.
Do you want to rock and roll?
Ah, come on, grab a harmony. Come on. Happy birthday to you. There's Maddie Warwick at the door coming in. Grab a chair, man. We got to talk. I still got 2 minutes. He's trying to rush me out of here, aren't you? Yeah, you want me to leave, don't you?
No, it's not.
Yeah,
what?
I'm giving him a hard time. Celebrity birthdays. Theo Van Gogh, 1857. The other Van Gogh.
The other.
Rita Coolidge. Remember her? You don't remember her.
Hey, yeah, I think I know
was
Rita
that,
Coolidge.
Was that Waylon Jennings' wife?
I don't know. Rita Coolidge?
Or was it Jesse Coulter, I think it was?
I really don't know.
Ray Parker Jr., does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I know Ray Parker Jr.
What did he did Ghostbusters.
He sang the Ghostbusters yeah. song.
Yeah. And his band was Radio.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a band.
Wes Anderson. Now, you're young. You probably... director. What did he direct? Wes Anderson. All kinds of stuff,
yeah,
right?
There's a bunch now.
A bunch.
Didn't he do and Bottle Rocket was the first one?
Yeah, what's that? Magnolia
Pictures?
Hotel
what?
Or something?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
My brain is not together today.
Jay Riotard would have been 38 today. How did he perish?
I don't know either.
Jay retired, but we're sad that he did. Do the legal, Matt.
You want me to do the legal?
You know it by heart? Don't look at it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to look at it.
I can't do it.
Right, I'm going to look you right in the eyes, and I'm going
to
do the legal.
11, 12 years, I can't. I don't know
you
by heart.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
Just perfect. Hey, Kate Smith was born on this day.
Really?
Yeah, you know when they say when it's over when the fat lady sings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Sing it, man.
My home.
Was it too bad, was it? That was pretty good, man. Did you work last night?
Yep.
Are you tired?
Yep.
Yeah, I can see it today.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
That makes for a good show for you, though, I think. Sometimes I think
we'll see, I guess.
Sleep deprivation can be an assist. Makes you extra crazy.
Yeah, I'm just all loopy and I can't get my sentences and words straight.
Did you have a cocktail last night?
Nope.
Or any beer?
No, someone tried to get me a shot, and I said, no, thank you.
You did? You're getting good at that.
Oh, I don't usually drink at
You're
work.
Not a heavy...
I drink seltzer and pineapple juice at work.
Did you sing Bee Gees?
Drink. Huh?
Did you sing Bee Gees?
No, I actually sang Harry Nilsson.
Which song?
It was movie theme night at karaoke last night, so I did Everybody's Talking.
You could do that to this. I think.
I'm trying to.
Is it like.
I don't know if I could.
Let's try it. Let's pick a nice low key. It should be like.
Everybody's talking at me.
Oh, that's really low.
I don't hear a word you're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
No, I won't let you leave.
My love behind.
Leave my sweet behind. No, it I almost, won't let you leave.
Wow. It kind of does work. Kinda.
You know what works with everything? I wish we had it. Is that, that Exorcist, that piano. You can put it in anything.
Just any song?
Like this song, if you went...
Maybe we should just bring instruments, Clay, and we can just play over every song.
I would love that, man.
I get on that guitar, I bring a piano in. Or we could dual guitar.
Start a band.
Yeah, let's start a band.
Just the whole show would be like forming the band.
Yeah, like we'll both come together, then we'll write the songs.
Let's do Over the Rainbow.
Just name it songs.
Name that tune. Here we go.
You just named it.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way out high, there's a town by the river where the rivers run dry.
Is that the words?
No. We don't know the words.
No,
man.
We got to print out lyric sheets for these songs.
You know Rapper's Delight?
I know. No, I...
You do.
I know the song, but I'm not one of those... You know, there's always those people who come out... There's, and they just... The most rant... Whatever. They come up, and all of a sudden, you know... They know the whole...
Yeah.
That song or whatever. You're just like, whoa, I didn't know you knew all those words.
And they do.
And they do.
Man.
You okay today?
Yeah, why?
You're just looking down.
No, I'm trying to think of something funny. It's just not coming to me, man. Oh, man. Hey, you know, there was a spider that died that was alive since, like, 1974.
Really?
It was in the news today. Yeah. And people were getting sad on the IQ.
I'll be honest.
10 minutes later, they're like, I'm sad about the spider.
Man, I really don't like spiders.
Is that a fear of yours?
I wouldn't say it's
mild
a fear.
Arachnophobia?
Not I don't really like bugs. There's like three bugs that I like.
Somebody was in the door. Like, maybe that was the hook.
Maybe that's the
station manager's like, yeah, if you can't think of anything funny, get the hell off there. Oh, yes. I almost want to take that call. What were we talking? Spiders. I'm afraid of rats, man.
Rats?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say I'm afraid of rats. I'm afraid of bees is what I would say.
Bees.
Bees. I have this weird irrational fear of bees. I like do the bee dance when they're around and I run away.
I used to be. I kind of overcame it.
Yeah, I just never did. You get stung and then you just...
I have gotten stung.
See, I have never gotten stung.
I got stung by a wasp at a club I was playing when I still smoked.
Yeah.
I had my cigs up on this ledge, this window ledge, and I reached behind a curtain to grab them, and all of a sudden my hand was burning, and it was a wasp.
There was a wasp on your cigarettes.
His pulsing stinger was still in my finger. Like the sack was pulsing. Sack pulse.
Ew, don't say that.
Just sack pulse.
Stop saying it.
Maximum sack pulse.
whoa.
Just a sack, the membranous sack. I'm like from hell.
It's like now you know what gets me and you just pound it in.
Wasp sack. Man, it's rats. When I go into the subway in the morning, sometimes they're just standing there.
Yeah.
And I even go like, hey! And they just stare at you.
They just stare at you?
Like, I'm going to come right up your pant leg and get your scrot, you know? With my pulsing stinger.
Whoa.
Just pumping in the pus.
Legs, feathered movements. Across the concrete glides the spider towards me. The priest, whose pinkened hands touch Bibles and wine, sees the spider and says his prayers, grasps his Bible and reads the words. His eyes filled with tears. Comes the spider onward, inward, wrapping its legs around all souls. Tongues flash, waves crash against the rocks, against us all. And now the spider dies. A choir sings
hallelujah.
The black salamander watches me, how he watches
me.
His thin black tattooed skin is marked with symbols unfamiliar to my eyes. He cocks his head to the side and looks at me.
The black salamander cocks his head to look at me.
Yes, he cocks his head and looks at me.
He cocks his head and looks at me.
His ribs pushed out by his inhalation. His wet red tongue is coarse and rough. He pees. The salamander pees and runs.
Look at him run.
The morning is cold and the
sun
will not shine. The cat's fangs and claws are dulled from lack of use. Black painted banjos lean against timbers. Gutless, fat, useless warriors
whore
and fart and die. Screaming
billion-dollar
warplanes
streak
across
the hot pink sky.
Hot pink sky. Seagull choking on a hot French fries.
Sea turtle chokes on a mylar balloon.
The sea turtle chokes on a mylar
balloon
while people
go about their crucial
business,
making drawers full
of money
and gold.
And there are
wars,
and there
is
pestilence and
disease
and death.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this.
Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep listening.